بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد قال الله تعالى في كتابه لله ملك السماوات والأرض يخلق ما يشاء يهب لمن يشاء إناثا ويهب لمن يشاء الذكور وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل مولود يولد على الفطرة فأبواه يهودانه أو ينصرانه أو يمجسانه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الحمد لله. All praise and thanks due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with many, many ni'mah, many, many bounties, which is unlimited, unaccountable. No one on this planet could ever count the exact amount of bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to all of us. And Allah says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you all have to count what Allah has given you all from the bounties, from the ni'mah, that you will never ever be able to count what Allah has given. So we need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the best of ni'mah, which is unaccountable, and all the ni'mat which Allah has given, it is perfect, it is complete, and it is complete which has no faults or mistakes in whatever Allah has given us. So remember, respected mothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many bounties and ni'mah, but many a times we do not recognize them, we do not realize them, we do not take them as a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when we look into the children, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all of us, one of the greatest ni'mah that Allah has given to all of us. And it is from Allah. It is given to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not because of me I got a son, or I got a daughter, or I have children. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to each one of us. That's why that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala address, Allah created many ni'mah, but when Allah address with regard to children, Allah is saying, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إسحاق ويعقوب. Even when it came to Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, Allah is saying, we have gifted to the Anbiya their children. Even يَخُلُقُ مَا يَشَاء يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. And Allah is saying that after Allah created all the creation, لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, for Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and يَخُلُقُ مَا يَشَاء, He creates whatever He wants, whatever He wills, whatever He desires. But when it came to the children, Allah is saying, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. Allah is saying, but when it came to children, Allah is saying, we have created and we have gifted you. We have created and we have gifted you boys. We have gifted you sons. We have gifted you girls. We have gifted you daughters. Allah is saying, when it came to children, it is not only a creation, but to us, it is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to take these children as a hibatun min Allah, a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has gifted you and me with children. It is not we or our effort have resulted them. There are so many deprived of this bounty. When you sit with them, you can see how sad they are. So remember, the children whom Allah has given us, it does not directly belong to us, but Allah has given us as a gift. Now the question comes, how do we look after this gift? Do we have recognized, do we have understood that it is a hibatum min Allah, that it is a gift of Allah to me? Do I treat this as a gift? Today a friend comes to our house. A friend comes to our house and that friend is giving us a gift. After a long time he is visiting and he is giving a gift. We keep this with a sentimental value. We say, nobody should touch that. We keep them in the most protective and respectable place. And remember, ask ourselves, these children that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, do we have kept them in that level? Do we treat them in that level? Do we take this as a gift from Allah? Allah has gifted to you and me. Oh, we are neglectful to the gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and me. So respected brothers and sisters in Islam, وَهِيَ هِبَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. It is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all of us, that Allah has blessed us with beautiful children. And the moment the child comes into our life, the amount of love that Allah puts in our heart, the amount of caring that Allah puts in our heart, no words could explain. All these happen one after the other. As Allah has gifted us children, even that love and that caring, that love that Allah, that a mother and a father shares with that child, even that comes from Allah. Why I say this? Even there is a hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah ta'ala khalaqa mi'ata rahma. Allah created 100 mercies. Wa wada'a wahidan minhuma, minhum. And Allah has placed only one of them on this planet. Because of that one mercy and that love. Even Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, animals have love towards the small ones. The lions having love towards the cubs because of that one rahmah which descends. Then we need to understand that love and that caring, what comes from the heart of a father and mother, وَهِيَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear respected mothers and sisters in Islam, children and whatever around children, all are coming from Allah. All are given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That all what is in your heart with regard to your child, it is from Allah. It is given to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the beautiful incident. One day, there were two mothers sitting together. Both were having children with them. A wolf came and took one child away. And that wolf ran away with the child. And now both the mothers started fighting each other at the time of Nabi Daud alayhi salatu wasalam. One said, it is my child. The other mother said, no, it is my child. Both of them started having amongst them a fight, fighting for the right of the child. Now, this was taken to Nabiyuna Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. And the judgment of Nabiyuna Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was that the child belonged to eldest of the two. The child belonged to eldest of the two. And when they were going out, Nabiyuna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam came. He asked, what happened? What was the judgment? And they said that this was the issue, and the judgment was passed on behalf of the elders of the two mothers. And that mother is taking the child. He called them and he said, bring the knife. And he said, I'm going to slaughter the child. I'm going to slaughter this child. My dear respected mothers and sisters in Islam, the younger mother screamed first, And she said, please don't do anything to the child. Give this child to the other person. Then Nabiyuna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam gave the verdict. This child belonged to the youngest person. Because of her love, she did not want to kill the child, even though the child goes into another person's hand. That's why that she screamed the first, or she said that the first, and the judgment was passed, this child belonged to the youngest mother. So remember, this love that you carry in the child, it is from Allah. It has come to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything that you give it to the child, that you suckle the child, that you milk the child, it is out of that love, out of the rahmah. Allah makes your blood into milk and Allah feeds that child. So remember, do we take this as a gift of Allah? Do we look at this child that Allah has gifted me? Do we look at this child that it is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we have so much of value? Are we so protective of our children? Are we caring with regard to these children? Are we giving the right caring and tarbiyah with regard to this child? Allah has given me so many children to look after. Make them people who obey Allah. Make them people who fulfill the orders of Allah. Now we need to ask ourselves, are we doing the right thing? Oh, do we give that love? Do we share that love that Allah has given? Under the ayah, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَىٰ ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. In the days of Jahiliyyah, they used to wish to have sons over daughters. And they used to wish for sons. The moment they get daughters, they used to feel down. They used to feel bad. They feel that they are being disgraced. My dear brothers in Islam, brothers and mothers and sisters in Islam, according to that Aimma, under this ayah, they give a beautiful commentary. إِنَّ الْجَنِينَ تَحُسُّ. An infant who is just born infant, could feel that he is welcomed or he is not welcome, that he is being loved or he is not being loved. Even though that infant cannot speak, cannot do anything, that infant could sense the feeling of the parents. That infant could sense the feeling of the parents. Today Allah has given us sons, Allah has given us daughters, whether boys or girls, we need to take them as a ni'matun min Allah. Not necessarily a son could be the best, not necessarily a daughter could be the best. Hanna alayha salatu wassalam. Hanna alayha salatu wassalam, one day she saw a bird was feeding the small birds, the birdies, the small ones. And she never had children for ages. She never had children throughout her life. And she started making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah accepted the dua. And Allah blessed her. She was the wife of Imran alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah blessed her with a child. But she asked for a son. She said, oh Allah, give me a son. Give me a son. I will make this son waqaf. Means give this son, sacrifice this son for your sake. Those days they used to give the children to Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas in Palestine today. So she said, if you give me a son, I'll give this son to Baytul Muqaddas. Who will be in your service, Ya Allah? Who will be in your khidma, Ya Allah? Who will be in the service of your deen, Ya Allah? This was the intention of that mother. And she asked for a son. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with a daughter.
إني وضعتها أنثى.
And here, what happened? Allah blessed her with a daughter. Allah blessed her with a daughter. She expected a son. Allah gave her one daughter. No, she was hesitant. She said, I have got a daughter, because she was expecting a son.
فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتُهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى.
She said, when she delivered the baby, she said, I have given birth to a daughter. And Allah says,
وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ.
Allah knows. Allah has the reason. Allah has the reason for why she has given birth to a girl. Here Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam was born. Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam was born. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her a daughter, she still gave this daughter to Baytul Muqaddas, gave it to Baytul Muqaddas, sacrificed this child to Baytul Muqaddas, but the work that Allah took out of that child, the khidma that Allah took out of that Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam, if a son was in that place, that type of khidma and the service could not be expected. So we should not be excited. If Allah has given us only daughters, it is the best for us. If Allah has given us only sons, it is the best for us. We need to accept them with wholeheartedly. All that happens in our society, we show more love towards the son or the daughters. We give things to the son or our daughters. Because do we have taken them from a monetary point of view, that I am going to get a benefit out of a son and a loss out of my daughter? No, we do not know who will be in best of service to us, who will be the coolness of our eye, that we need to think like real people of Iman, whether they are sons or whether they are daughters, we should treat them equally, we should accept them equally, we should welcome them equally, we should take them equally into us, in order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us and bless the children. So respected mothers and sisters in Islam, the very first thing, it is a gift of Allah, the greatest gift that Allah has given you and me. Whether sons or daughters, both are ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us treat them equally. Let us value them. Now the question is coming. Now Allah has given us children. Do we appreciate this bounty by giving them a good upbringing? By giving them a good tarbiyah? Do you know the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitra, fa'adawahu yuhawidanihi aw yumassiranihi aw yumajjisanihi. Where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, every child born on this planet, yuladu ala al-fitra, born with the pure iman in that heart. The child, every child is born on this planet, born with the pure iman in the heart. Mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. That's why the ulama who says, those children who die while they are children, even though they are born to parents who are kuffar, who are associated partners unto Allah, or mushriks, but this child has died in the infancy, the child will go to Jannah. Because of this hadith, kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child born on this planet, is born with the pure iman. Is born with the pure iman. The natural belief in Allah is intact in this child.
فأبواه يهودانه أو ينصرانه أو يمجسانه.
It is the parents will make this child lead astray. Words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the parents will lead this child astray. Yuhawidanihi. By the effort of the parents, this child will become a Jew. By the effort of the parents, this child will become a Christian. By the effort of the parents, this child will become a fellowshipper. What do we learn out of this hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? That children are in the way of their parents. So to treat the gift, the person who received the gift must be a perfect person. Must be a person who believes in Allah completely. Who believes in the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam completely. Who adopt the life of Rasul. Who adopt the life of Quran. Who adopt the life of the Sahaba. When the parents are on that level, children will be on that level. When the person who have received the gift is outside the boundary of deen, in sin, in ways and methods of other cultures and other customs, the children will also go astray. So the very first thing that every father, every mother must be a perfect person, a honest person, a God-fearing person, in order to keep the same example when it comes to the children. Because our children are watching us, our children are looking at us. There is a beautiful hadith in Tabarani that one day one sahabi was sitting with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or in the gathering of Rasulullah, his son came. That sahabi's son came, he kept him on his right lap and he kissed him. وَقَبَّرَهُ. He kissed him. The next moment, that same sahabi's daughter came. He kept her on his left side, but he did not kiss her. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at this incident. He told that sahabi, أَعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ أَوْلَادِكُمْ. You treat your children equally. You make justice amongst your children. Because the period of childhood, they are collecting information. They are collecting things. They are learning things. They are listening to the parents. They are listening to the words of the parents. They are looking at the actions of the parents. Many a times, our son is wearing our cap. Our son is wearing our cap, or our daughter is taking a shawl and putting around her head because she is looking at the father, or he is looking at the father, or she is looking at the mother, because they are collecting information. In this period, if the child realizes, my father is not an honest person, because he is not a just person, or I should also do the same, I should also treat the same, that quality will be inbuilt in this child, and it will be a negative tarbiyah for this child. So very important. Here Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught. One day Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited one sahabi's house, Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu. He was a very small person. He said, one day Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to my house, and I was close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here my mother said, oh son, come here, I'll give you something. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, did you really intend to give this child something? She said, yes ya Rasulullah. Here Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught, this happened to us every day. Okay, you do this, I'll give you, and then I forget. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ama innaka law lam tu'tih. If you really did not intend to give this child anything, kutibata alayki kaziba, it will be written that you have lied to this child. It will be written that you have committed a crime of lying, or a sin of lying. Imagine, A small thing. A mother is telling the child, remember, just because it is your son or daughter, it does not belong to you. It belongs to Allah. Allah has given us a gift and Allah is watching that how we are dealing with that gift. Imagine how many times in our life, that in our days, with regard to our children, we have made many promises. We told our son, we told our daughter, I'll buy you this, I'll buy you that, because of my work when it comes to men, or because of the domestic work at home to the mother. They simply neglect what they have promised to their children, or what they have said to their children, and they do not consider this as a crime or a sin, but in the eyes of Allah, by the words of Rasulullah, we have said a lie and we have committed a sin. Why? Because the child will start getting the same quality, that he also one day will start saying things and going against his word. What a serious crime when it comes to a commercial transaction, when it comes to a family life, when they grow big, if they do this, it is a very serious crime. So remember, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, our children are watching us, and are we a good example to them? Are we a good example to them? Are we a good role model to them, so that our children could look at us and learn from us? Look at the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu says, خَدَمْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَشَرَ سِنِينَ. I was in the service of Rasulullah for 10 years. I was a youngster, I was a child. But I was very young when mother came and said, Ya Rasulullah, take him for your khidmah, take him for your service. Let him be with you, let him learn from you. But what happened? He said that in the life of Rasulullah, I was with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam many occasions. I was in the service of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he never ever rebuked me. What I did, he did not ask, why did you do? Why did you do? Or what I couldn't do, he did not ask, why didn't you do? This was the example of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught this to this child. When Anas ibn Malik grew big, his life continued on that way, because that he took Rasulullah as an example. He took Rasulullah as a role model. Now our children are looking at us. Our children are looking at us. Are we a good example to our children? Do we have our quarrels and arguments in front of the children? The mother and father arguing, disputing, screaming, shouting, rebuking, insulting in front of the child, and then you expect Islamic school to put the child right, a lady's madrasa to put the child right? Because I am connected with all of these things. 14 years the child grew up at home, the child was brought to the lady's madrasa. The parents are blaming the ladies' madrasa because they say these qualities are found. What you indoctrinated into them for 14 years, no Hazrat could remove that in 2 years. So no teacher in an Islamic school could remove that in 2 years, or 3 years, or 4 years. It is your duty. It is your duty as a mother and father to be serious, to have good morals, good character, good akhlaq. Your differences, your disputes, your arguments, your hard language, let it remain in privacy. Let it remain in your room, not in front of your children. Because they are learning. They have taken a father as an example, the mother as an example. They are looking at them, they are dealing with them. There was today, I think this gathering I could share, there was a talaq issue which came to my house, and this man is saying, our family culture, we hit our woman. I said, you're a son of a devil, because that you are talking of things, You are talking of things where Islam has rebuilt. But this person who wants to go for talaq, he is not at fault. But the father who gave him the tarbiyah is at fault, because he is following the footstep of his father, the method of his father, the way of his father, and he is saying, I have seen this is happening in my house, and this is how we deal with our problem. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, let us learn, if we need to put things right when they are small, today we do things, we say things, we think they are small, they are not understanding, they are not realizing. No, that is the age. It is like a sponge that it soaks anything. It can soak clean water, dirty water, filthy water, drain water. It will soak anything. This is what happens to a child when he is in his childhood. When he is in his childhood, he is collecting information, he is remembering things, he is learning things, he is looking at things. We need to be right. We need to be the best of example. We need to be the best of models. We need to be the best of misal, in order our children will be perfect tomorrow in the ummah. That's why that a poet says beautifully, the children are evaluated. The children are evaluated by the mothers. Children are evaluated by the mothers. You judge the child by looking at the mother, by looking at the mother's background, by looking at the mother's akhlaq, by looking at the mother's sifat and qualities, by looking at the mother's all deeds and actions, the children are judged in Islam. And this poet is saying, "Tuqasul labna bil ummahat," by the mothers. And he goes to this level at the end, he says, هَلْ يُظَنُّ بِالْأَبْنَاءِ خَيْرًا إِذَا إِرْتَدَعُوا بِثَدْيِ الْجَاهِلَاتِ. Can you expect any good with regard to these children when they are suckled by mothers who are ignorant, who does not have good akhlaq, who does not have good sifat, who does not have good character? How can you expect something good out of this child when they are brought up in the laps of such mothers? So respected mothers and sisters in Islam, we need to wake up. We talk about ibadah, we talk about salah, we talk about hajj, we talk about zakat, we talk about deen, we talk about the niqab, we talk about all these things. We have done, we have improved. It should not be a beautiful house, but everything inside is empty. Everything inside is broken. Outwardly beautiful, but inside it is empty, or it is broken, or there is nothing in that house. Islam speaks from foundation to the structure to be built in a very beautiful manner. We don't live for the world, we live for ourselves. We live in this world because Allah has made us exist. Let us make sure that everything that we look into, we work on improving them. We work on developing them. We work on building these good things in our homes, in order that we have a beautiful life. That we have a beautiful life. If we are not going to do this, we are going to be regretted at the later stage. Because the modern day, they call the upcoming generation X generation, Y generation, Z generation. They will be mostly surrounded by technology. And the terminologies, if you study, you can summarize, they will be away from the parents. They will be distanced their parents. They will have more trust in science. They will have more trust in technology. They will have more trust in IT. The advice or things before the child asks the father, today he googles and he collects those information. He doesn't need the father anymore. And the child who asks things from the mother, now the daughter is Googling and collecting those information. And many a times, false is coming mixed with the good. So remember that we are living in this time and era. How to treat our children, how to handle our children, how we should be example to our children. We need to ask, they are getting away from the parents day by day. They have already started looking at the mother and father as ignorant, backwards, behind time. This is how now children have started treating the parents. Children have started looking at the parents. The moment you tell your child, why you did not do this, the child is asking you, why you couldn't do? One day, one father told the daughter, you know, when I was small, I used to broom the house, I used to clean the house, I used to sweep the house. Now the child said, hold on father, I need to ask you, but I never see you doing this now. Why you are not doing now? So the father escaped by saying, now I have a mother with me. So remember, our children are watching. If we are not a model to them, they will look for people outside. They will value people outside. There is the time we lose control of our own children. May Allah protect you and me. It is not only the external. It is to develop the internal. It is not only the other ibadat. It is one just part of deen, known as ibadat. Then there is muasharat, muamalat. These things matter, starts from home, from the house. We need to start working in them. We ourselves must be a good example. Must be a good model. Don't we see the incident of Nabiyuna Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam? His father Nabiyuna Yaqub. What happened? When the brothers came and said, أَرْسِلْهُ مَعَنَا غَدًا يَرْتَعُ وَيَلْعَبُ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Oh father, send Yusuf with us. We can go out and play together. We can go out and enjoy. We will race with each other. He is our younger brother. Nabiyuna Yaqub made a story. He made a story by saying, oh my children, if you take him out, you will play together. You are big people, you will go and play around. And the wolf will come and take your brothers away. Wolf will come and take your brothers away. The meaning of this ayah. They said, no, we are strong people, we will look after the brother. However, their intention was in the negative line. They took this brother, Yusuf, and they threw him in the well. And remember, why did they throw him? They said, let us throw him because our father loves him the most. Our father loves him the most. So let us throw Yusuf in the well. وَجْهُ أَبِيكُمْ وَتَكُونُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ. That once Yusuf, we get rid of Yusuf, then our father's love will be towards us. Caring will be towards us. He will be with us and we will be good people afterwards. These were the intentions of those brothers. And remember, now, they threw Nabiyuna Yusuf, they went out, they threw him in the well, and they came back in the evening. وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبُكُونَ قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا إِنَّا ذَهَبْنَا نَسْتَبِقُ وَتَرَقْنَا يوسف عند متاعنا فأكلهم الذئب. What did they say? They came back. they made the same story what the father gave, they made the same story back to the father. They came and said, "Oh my father, oh father, we went, we were praying, we kept Yusuf with all our goods were there, and our provisions were there, our food was there, we kept Yusuf by the fort and by our staff, and the wolf came and took Yusuf away." The story what father gave, the same story, because Nabiyuna Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam made a situation to tell the children that not to take Yusuf. But children used the same story against the father. So the ulama writes, what father has done, and the same reaction comes out of the child. The same reaction comes out of the child. So, a father or a mother, both together, must have the best of examples, best of models. What we say today, to a VIP, we evaluate what we say. To a learned person, we evaluate what we say. But to our own child, we use words which are not appropriate, which are not right. We talk to a person over the mobile phone and we talk so sweet, so kind, so loving. Here the child climbs on you, or child is coming and asking you, you rebuke the child, you jump on the child, you shout at the child, you hit the child, and the person you are calling maybe will have no benefit for you in this world, qabr and akhirah. But this child is a sadaqatul jariyah for you. You have no time. The way you treat, that child is going to treat people tomorrow. A child was complained after sending to school, child is shouting. Whenever she wants to convey something, she gets hyped up and she's screaming. When it was studied, one after the other, as a lesson to you and me, they found out the teacher in that class usually shouts at the children. So remember, these are children. We need to treat them how to react. We need to teach them. We need to show them things. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to this extreme, not to disturb a child. Not to disturb a child. That one day, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught the sahaba before that, anything must start from right side. And whenever you give something, you start from right side. Do everything in life, good things, from right side. Here one jug of milk came, or one bowl of milk came. Rasul, they gave it to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He drank. Now on his right side was a young sahabi known as Abdullah bin Abbas. At the time of the death of Rasul, he was 9 or 11 years old according to certain narrations. This small sahabi sitting on to his left side, the sahaba of Badr, big elderly sahaba sitting. Now Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank the milk. Look at the psychological approach of Rasul. He looked at the sahabi. He would have easily given to the sahaba on the left side, the elderly sahaba, he would have given that you all are elderly people, you all are more valuable sahaba, this is the child here from left side, you can drink. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do that. He drank this milk. He looked at Abdullah bin Abbas. He asked Abdullah bin Abbas, "Do you allow me? Do you give me permission to give this milk to a sahaba on my left side?" He said, "Ma kuntu li uthira fadula." Ya Rasulullah, I am not going to give preference to the remaining milk what you drank to any person, Ya Rasulullah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this milk to that small sahabi, not to the elderly sahabi. Sahaba, why? If Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have done that, this child will start thinking, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us this and he is going against this. He is telling us to do this, he is going against this. And the child also will build in him. But he made those children such, stand in glittering stars to mankind, became the head of the commentators of the Quran. And remember another thing, we cannot evaluate our children by looking at monetary return, by looking at their education. Oh, this child is always coming first in class. I need to give him lot of preference. I need to do that for him. I need to do this for him. Oh, this daughter or this son of mine, he is stupid. We have written, we have sent him a stupid child. Here we shout at him. He do some mistake, we remind him, you are even useless in school. But the mistake what the child did got nothing to do with his school, was nothing to do with his education. Now we are demoralizing, we are mentally hitting the child down. We are not having equal treatment to our children. Nabiyuna Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam loved Yusuf more. Sorry, Nabiyuna Yaqub loved Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam more than other children. It almost took all other brothers to become murderers. This happened in the family of Prophet. No surprise, these things cannot happen in our families when we do mistakes. But end of the day, they did not kill him, but attempt. They attempted to throw him away. They attempted to cast him away. Now we need to be equal. Nu'man bin Bashir, radiallahu anhu, narrates, I came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I said, Ya Rasulullah, I have gifted my son, my slave. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say, very good father.
أَنَحَلْتَ كُلَّ وَلَدِكَ مِثْلَ هَذَا.
Did you give all your children just like this? Or only this child? He said, no ya Rasulullah, only this child I gave him my slave. One narration, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, لَا تَشْهَدُونِ عَلَى جُورٍ. Don't make me witness on the crime that you are committing. Look at the words of Rasul. Here Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him, you learn to treat your children equally. Do not evaluate them according to different situation. My eldest son is that and my youngest son is waste. Who said? It is Shaitan who is putting in you and me. Whether my child performs well in school or he does not perform well in school, you and me do not know. Who will be kind to us when we have reached the old age? Because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahabi another question. Ayasurruk. Isn't it should please you? All your children become equal to you in good? He said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the understanding why you are not doing that to your children. Why you are not doing that to your children? So respected mothers and sisters in Islam and the father sitting here today, remember very well, children are a ni'ma of Allah, are a bounty of Allah. We need to treat them accordingly. Whether they are intellectual, whether they are intelligent, whether they are less in intelligence, whether they are weak in memory, but we should not discard them. We should treat all of them equally in order at least the child tomorrow will be a good father, will be a responsible father. At least he would have learned good things from the father and the mother. Here we treat them according to them. I was one day in Medina al-Munawwara when the Imam was delivering the Jummah sermon. He said during the sermon, today we decide this son must become a doctor, This son must look after my shop. This son must do this. This son must do that. It's wrong. Because one son, you have decided to spend so much. The other son, you just want him to be a normal person. Give all of them. Treat all of them equally. Treat all of them equally. Give them the same face, same value, same gift, and make them happy in their life. When it comes to boy and girl, you should give them. Treat them equally. This is Islam. This is Sharia. This is part of our deen. Imagine, we can imagine now, the mistakes when it happens around this circle. It continues for years and generations. People talk about the things, even still they express their anger towards the father, after the father has gone into the mercy of Allah, into the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected mothers and sisters in Islam, why we share these things? In order that we need to bring about a change. And before conclusion, today children are confused. Because parents are not the right example. And they do not understand deen going with their education. This is the confusion remaining with the upcoming generation of today. We need to get very close to them. We as parents, first thing, need to have a very good bond. From the childhood, we need to put in their thoughts what is good, what is bad, what is right, what is wrong. We need to keep on telling them. We need to keep on teaching them. Do you know the incident? There was one Sahabi, Abu Rafa, radiallahu anhu. He had a habit that used to throw stones at palm trees and break the dates from the farms of other people and eat the dates. They came and complained, Ya Rasulullah, this person, this child, is harming our date palm trees. He's throwing stones. We threw stones at mango trees. But then he came and said he's throwing stones at palm trees. In today, if this happened, what we will do? We think we need to hit the child. We need to punish the child. Father saying, Kalo Nippon. I have heard father saying. No! Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him close to him. He said, oh my son, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? First tell me that. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I pluck the date and I eat the date. I don't waste. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O son, do not do this. Whatever has fallen from the date palm tree, you can take that and eat. There is no problem. But do not throw stones and other things and pluck the date. Abu Rafi is saying, radiallahu anhu, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught to me in a, such a beautiful manner. Such a beautiful manner he taught me. And he gave me a solution. Because I told him I am taking and eating because I am hungry. And he's saying when I was going to leave the gathering of Rasul, he kept his hand on my head and he made dua for me. Allahumma shbi' batanahu. Oh Allah, fills his stomach. Oh Allah, fills his stomach. This was the dua Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. And since that day, the child left that bad habit. Today we have so many other wrong things happening in the society. We have sent them to schools, international schools, other environment, they are mixing, they are mingling. Now we need to learn how to tackle, how to handle the situation, how to treat the situation, how to deal. We think that we should punish. Wallahi, in Islam, there is nothing called punishing a child. According to the Aimma, only ignorant people will talk like that. Nothing called punished. Nobody can punish a child. Because marfu al-kalam, the pin is raised, The angels are not recording what that child is doing. Your father is saying, I am punishing you. Mother is saying, I am punishing you. No. We discipline the children. We discipline the children. Hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A house will only be successful. They will only see good when they use kindness and caring. Ar-rifaq. Wala mana'uhu illa barrahum. A family, a house, stay away from kindness, love and caring. Kindness towards the children. They do not have in that house will be disturbed. That house will be void of happiness. That house will be empty. So remember very well, our tool of discipline is kindness. Our tool of discipline is caring. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivering a lecture in Madina al-Munawwara. In Masjid al-Nabawi. In Masjid al-Nabawi. He climbed the minbar. He is delivering the lecture. Hassan and Hussein running. They had worn garments. One of them fell down. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbed down from the minbar, walked towards the children, carried the children, hugged them, and kissed them. Imagine it happens today. Imagine it happens today. How barbaric in this way that we have become. One day Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making salah in Masjid al-Nabawi. He is in sajada sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sahaba making salah behind him. And for long a time, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not come out of the sajada. Sahaba were worried. And after a few moments he came up. And after salah, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba, when I was in sajada, one of my grandsons climbed on me and I remained in sajada as long as that he moves away from me. The moment when he moved, I came up from sajada. Because if I have to move while he is on me, I can hurt the child. He did not go and rebuke the child. He did not go and punish the child. Today a child breaks a cup, the mother gets angry. Child breaks a plate, mother gets angry. You call the mother, you ask, if the child is more valuable or the cup is more valuable? Can you buy a child or can you buy a cup? The words that may harm the child, the words that may hurt the child, like Rasulullah in this incident of Baitri, he made him understand that this is right, this is wrong, this is the right thing to do, this is the wrong thing to do. This is how, first, the child sometimes do not know why the mother has hyped up and screaming at me, or the father screaming at me. The child still did not understand the problem. But child is crying or child is feeling. Make the child understand. Make him first realize. Learn to control yourself. The child is more important. In Madina al-Munawwara, I saw one day one person came with a small girl. At the time of salah, he let the child on the floor and he made salah. Child was crying, screaming out of fear. After the salah, may Allah have mercy on the people of Madina, I learned a golden lesson. I took this as a learning opportunity. I was seeing what will be the reaction. And all those people of Medina, people of the brother, the people of the people who were around, the Arabs, they were scolding the father. Then I wanted to hear what was told to the child. Or they are scolding about the child or the father. They are scolding the father. Do you know for what? They are saying, you brought a small child inside masjid. If the child is crying, what must you do? You must carry the child. You must hug the child. And you must continue your salah. You just leaving the child to cry and you are in your ibadah. This is how they rebuked their father. This is what Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught them. Even today, Masjidun Nabawi, children are running, no one rebukes. Because they believe. I asked one of the ulama, Sheikh Yunus, I asked him this question. He told me the belief of the Arabs that when the children are in that age, if you rebuke, if you jump, if you scold, you will break their boldness. You will make them coward. They start fearing to the cockroach. They start fearing to the rat. This has happened to some of us. So remember, they will lose courage. That is the reason that they don't scold children. They don't shout at children. They don't hit the children. So as parents, we need to think the way Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to think. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to think. Child has done something against Allah and Rasul. We don't need to use ways and methods against Allah and Rasul to put them right. We will harm them. We need to use the method used by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to make them the coolness of our eye. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our children coolness of our eye and make them a means of hidayat, make them pillars of deen who will defend, who will support, who will protect the deen of Allah. Just before one word, how many of us are making dua to our children? Today I want to ask you, how many of you mothers and fathers have ever made dua, oh Allah, give my daughter, give my son the quality of Rasulullah. Give my daughter the quality of those great Sahaba, Sahabiyat. Give my daughter the qualities of the daughters of Rasul, of the wives of Rasul. Allahumma jammiluhum bi akhlaqi al-anbiya, bi akhlaqi azwaji al-anbiya, bi akhlaqi azwaji al-rasul, bi akhlaqi banati al-rasul. How many of us have made this dua? Oh Allah, give my son the qualities of prophets, qualities of anbiya, qualities of sahaba. How many of us? Today, many a times we even forget to make dua. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us realize our ni'mah, make us work hard and make dua for us, and more good that we are going to do for our children. They are going to be a sadaqatul jariyah to us, insha'Allah ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.